The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it is not close. Now, I know many of you thought I wouldn't show up this morning. I know many of you thought, oh, he loses a couple of showdowns, and he's not good. I'm a pro at the very top of the game. But before we look forward, as always, we must look back. And last night, a pretty solid day at the brand, except for me. Oh, X's, damn it. But everybody else in the crew, doing solid work with the check marks. Then we get to our specialty shows this week. You know we have a busy, busy week at the brand. Today, you do not want to miss our weekly NFL Mega Preview at 4:30 p.m. extra time. Turn on your notifications so you don't miss 1 second. Then, of course, our college football Mega Preview on Thursday or Wednesday, and then you see the rest of the week. Now, look who I have today. Ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect to the rest of the crew, please welcome, for the first time ever, to the Early Edge Universe, Katie Mox. Welcome. Good morning.
Ah, good morning. Well, I don't know. I think you should introduce me for everything that I do, because that was quite the introduction. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Now, for those of you who may not know, Katie is the brand new anchor of our 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern on Sportsline, and we're going to be rolling more of that. Katie, we are thrilled to have you this morning. Now, I apologize because your first show was with Buckets. Buckets, you're about to watch how a pro does it. Good morning, Buckets. Oh.
Yes. Good morning, Coach. I felt like the introduction wasn't as sincere for me, but that's okay. I'm glad to be back. We're back from international break, and I'm ready to cash some tickets.
Buckets, she's a pro. You backed the maestro last night. You're dead to me, and I have to introduce him because that's what we do. So, maestro, congratulations on the showdown. Good morning.
Good morning, Coach. You're a man of your word, because I think it was before the linebacker had crossed the end zone with the pick six that my Venmo lit up with two bills from Coach. So, you know, it happens. I got the best of you, but I'm sure we'll run it back.
Katie, I don't know why you're laughing. It's not funny. It is not funny.
Well, I was on that play as well, and Larry and I were talking in DMs about it. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with Larry. It's like a little bit of a difference there.
No, there's not much difference at all. That's exactly what it is, laughing at me. By the way, I didn't even know you knew how to DM, Larry. I didn't even know you knew how to DM. All right, finally.
Yes.
At least we have a little class on the show today, live from Las Vegas, Sin City. Zach Attack. Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. You know what? I need to get in on this Venmo action, but these sportsbook ticket writers, these ticket writers are harassing me. I literally went to the book 15 minutes after the show yesterday to put that bet in on the 49ers, and ticket writer goes, "We love people that win. They tip well. They tip well." He just kept harassing me. But here in Vegas, we've got big events coming up. PGA Tour is here this week, NASCAR the following week, and I've got one more storyline to talk about that is happening today here in a few minutes.
I love when those guys ask for a tip. You go, yeah, I'm sure they do tip well. Now give me my cash. Just give me my cash. All right, let's get into it. Storylines, convicting betting lines today. And I tell you what, when you start having these London games, you got to pay attention to the weeks after. Katie, start us off.
Yes. So let's talk post London games with no bye week after and how to bet those. So since the NFL introduced international games, 55 of the 60 teams who have played in London, that's 92%, had a bye week after returning. This year, all four teams declined the post London bye week, instead opting for a bye week later in the season. Makes sense. So there's only been five teams who have opted out previously, so it's a small sample size. You got the Colts in 2016, the Jags, Ravens, Dolphins 2017, and then also the Dolphins in 2021. So trends for post-London teams, when you look at them straight up or against the spread, it's not really that conclusive. Again, small sample size, only five teams here. However, when you look at their team totals, it gets a little bit more interesting. So post-London team totals are 3-2 to the under. Opponent team totals are 4-1 to the over. Shout out to Action Network for those trends. So post-London teams aren't scoring as much as expected, and the defenses are giving up more points than anticipated. This makes a lot of sense. Jet lag, underprepared, etc. So if we look at the upcoming games for post-London this week, you got the Vikings -7 versus the Bears. Vikings team total 26.5. Bears team total 17.5. The interesting one for me is the Saints -5.5 versus the Seahawks. The Saints, their team total 26.5, Seahawks 20.5. That's at even money for the Seahawks. So I think it might be worth a look considering how Geno Smith has been playing. I was definitely a hater on Geno earlier in the season, but the guy is apparently the most accurate quarterback so far in the NFL. And with the jet lag Saints defense, this could be a good spot at even money to take the Seahawks over their team total.
I think it's a great spot. 48 points last week. Geno looking good, running in. I think that's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, educate and entertain. That's what that is called right there. Katie, thank you very much. Buckets, were you watching that? Were you listening to that?
I was taking notes, Coach.
No, you were not. Here. Stop. All right, now we go from that to this. But it's a very, very, very big day in the world of soccer. And, of course, Capper Taylor in the chat goes, "Woo, Champions League, woot, 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 what?" Now, how do we bet it today? Buckets, you're up.
We bet it very, very carefully because this is the pivotal match week 3 of this competition. This third match week is where a lot of teams can kind of find themselves already out of the competition if they're not being careful. Teams like RB Leipzig, Celtic, Chelsea this year are teams that all have to find a result this afternoon, or their season could be done already before it even started. This is the type of matchup and this is the type of week where we generally see a lot more goals because teams play with such desperation for every single minute out there that these games get a little chippy and these games can get a little crazy. So these are hard to navigate. There's a lot to look into when you're betting these matches, but I'm going to help guide you guys through these games with some picks later on in the show.
And I'm actually excited about that. What I'm not excited about is when you tweet and you put that little emoji with the eyes going down like you're all shy and everything. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. All right, now, Thursday Night Football, it's only 2 days away. It never stops. The grind never stops. But how sharp is this week, Maestro? Talk to me.
So interesting because last night we had two very low scoring teams and now we've got two of the three lowest scoring teams with the Colts and the Broncos. The Colts averaging just 14.3. We've seen this line tick up from Broncos -3 to -3.5. A little surprising when you consider they just lost their most dynamic running back for the season in Javonte Williams. They just lost Randy Gregory for multiple weeks. Guy had 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. He's opposite Bradley Chubb. He was a very important piece that they signed for $70 million. And Russell Wilson is dealing with a shoulder injury, and he would have been limited had there been a practice Monday, expected to play, but he's dinged up. But yet we've seen this line tick up from 3 to 3.5. I think it has to do a lot with Jonathan Taylor, whose status very much up in the air with the ankle. And the only backup is Nyheim Hines and Philip Lindsay. And then you look at, they also ruled out Shaq Leonard. They also ruled out Tyquan Lewis and Matt Ryan. I was shocked to see this guy's fumbled 9 times already this season. He's got 8 turnovers in 4 games. And the only time the Colts have been outside this season, they didn't score a point. They lost 24-0 in Jacksonville. So that might explain a little bit of the line move.
Yes, it might. But of course, we'll be here 7:30 p.m. live Thursday night. Set your notifications. We count down to Thursday Night Football. We've got the Goose. We got the Donkey. We've got the VJM. You don't want to miss our prime time shows. By the way, last night, Maestro, our highest viewed show ever. Ooh. Ever. Buckets, that's how I do it. Ever. Now, let's get into our board for the day because we are fired up. We are laser focused. And oh, I forgot. We got to pay Katie's salary now. So before we get to our board, let's hear from one of our incredible partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we are back. For those watching on YouTube, welcome. Apple, Spotify listeners, welcome. Katie Mox is with us for the very first time today. But she will not be going first. That's because we are propping up the Champions League today. We are fired up. We have two games at 12:45 p.m. Eastern time. The rest, at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So, Buckets, if you don't mind, you, sir, are up first. Give it to me.
It's just such a good intro, AB. I love that so much. Let's get right into it, y'all. We've got our first game.
Did you say get into it, y'all?
I said y'all. It slipped. I'm sorry. It won't happen again. Let's get into it, everybody. My boys are playing this afternoon. Bayern Munich versus Viktoria Pilsen. We've got a team that has not lost a Champions League group stage in 5 years. Playing a team that's really just kind of happy to be here. The spread is 4.5 goals. Bayern money line is -2500. Oh. This is going to be the biggest blowout we could see in the entire Champions League group stages. And because of that, it's kind of hard to find value here. I'm going to the anytime goal scorer market. We're taking Leroy Sané to score anytime at -105. Bayern's going to score 4, 5, maybe 6 goals here. And he is currently the top goal scorer both in Bundesliga and UCL competitions. I love this value for Leroy Sané, but be careful. Bayern has Sané and they have Mané. Bet with a guy whose name starts with S here, not with M. Then going to our second game, we are going for Inter Milan versus Barcelona in the most anticipated match of the afternoon at 3 p.m. here today. This is a match where whoever wins this game most likely advances to the knockout stage. These are two heavy hitters in Europe that are playing very different ball here right now. Inter Milan is currently having their worst start to a season in team history. Inter Milan has never started off 4-4. They've never lost to Roma 2-1 at home going to the Champions League games like this. And this is a very bad spot for Milan to be in, especially since they're playing a Barcelona side that has not lost in league play this season. We're going Barcelona money line at -125. I also did the article over on Sportsline where I have 3 additional picks on this matchup if you're needing a little bit more than just the money line here. Then our third and final pick, we're going with Ajax Amsterdam versus Napoli this afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. We have Napoli, who is undefeated in Champions League, who are undefeated in Serie A, one of the best all-around teams in the world right now, and they're a heavy underdog against an Ajax side that traded 7 of their 11 starters this season. This team is doing well, all things considered, but it's still a broken squad that's kind of figuring out how to play together. And you can get Napoli double chance, which means if Napoli wins or if they draw, you cash your ticket at -145. Those are my 3 best plays for this afternoon. There you go, Coach.
What was that?
I'm just excited to be back.
Clearly, like getting all swollen and everything, sticking your chest out, got all the hair gel going this morning. Oh, Buckets is feeling himself. He is feeling himself. Now, speaking of feeling themselves, the New York Jets, Jets. Oh, the fighting Zach Wilsons. But somebody on the board this morning isn't exactly feeling the Jets. Katie Mox, you're up.
Well, first of all, I'd like to retract what I said about my introduction. I will take Bucket's introduction all day long. That video was fantastic. But yes, I'm going to look ahead to week five here. Dolphins at Jets. This line opened up at 6, favoring Miami. And then the Jets win a game last week and a drop by a field goal. That, to me, is ridiculous. Yes, Miami didn't look great in TNF, but their quarterback also lost or left the game in a stretcher. That's enough to rattle any person with a bleeding heart, let alone his teammates. You also have to take into consideration it was a short week. They were on the road the week prior. They squeaked out that really hard-fought win against the Bills, but that defense was on the field for a majority of that game. They were absolutely gassed. This current line feels like an overreaction to the Jets, who barely won a game against a TJ Wattless Steelers and the Mitch Trubisky plus the rookie quarterback duo Pickett. Yes, he rushed for 2 touchdowns. Didn't exactly move the ball that well down the field. And again, we're talking about the Jets here, people, okay? Their defense just isn't very good. Their secondary is not going to be able to stop Waddle and Hill from running all over them. The Dolphins' defense, in my opinion, is undervalued with this line. And let's not forget about Teddy Covers. Bridgewater, 42-21 against the spread in his career, 24-6 against the spread on the road. That's covering at 80% head-to-head. Miami has won 4 in a row and 8 times in the last 9 games of this series. This line is going to be bet back up closer to the look-ahead line coming on Sunday. So grab it now, -3, Miami. Let's go.
Oh my God, it is so nice to hear somebody that knows how to talk the language. Thank you, Katie Mott, so very much. Now, why did you think I was talking about you, Buckets? I wasn't talking about you. It's not always about you. All right.
He's got a good intro.
That's pretty much where it stops. All right. Now, we've got 2 more beautiful faces to get to, and you know who the last spot on the show is. So, Zach Attack, I know you're sitting over there and you're feeling like, oh, it's a Tuesday. I can't be the normal savage that I always am. But yes, you can. You're up, sir.
All right, real quick, tonight in Vegas, you can catch the top 2 potential draft picks in the NBA tonight. Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson is going to be a big showcase broadcast on national television. But I'm going to go with 2 Thursday night props. Mike Pittman Jr., over 66.5 yards. Mike Pittman, he dealt with a hamstring issue, missed a week, didn't do great in last week's return against the Tennessee Titans. But I look at how the Denver Broncos defense has held up, and it's starting to buckle a little bit because, first off, Rush Wilson and that offense has struggled for multiple weeks. They've been on the field a long time, and we saw Josh Jacobs have this crazy game, 3 touchdowns running, ran wild all over that defense. Short week, I think with Jonathan Taylor dinged up, the passing game is going to have to open up a little bit. And that front 7's a little bit tired. Patrick Surtain, people want to put him on that first tier. I'm not ready to do that. I think Mike Pittman has a great game this week. This could be one where he gets over 150 yards. I like him that much. Mike Pittman Jr., over 66.5 yards receiving. And then Alec Pierce, the rookie, I'm going to pump the brakes here. He's had 2 great games. He's really getting deep. He's had a couple of big plays, a 40-yard catch this week, 80 yards receiving. Now he's 8th in rookie wideouts. But I'm going to pump the brakes here. Didn't have any receiving yards the first 2 weeks. When you see a drastic drop in the prop market, as we had here, went from 41.5 to 34.5, that usually means something. I'm going to take his under as my second play.
That is a fantastic Chick-fil-A nugget of the day for us here at the Early Edge. Now, Maestro, I may have lost a showdown last night. I may have been off on my call the Rams, but I was correct with the Chiefs on Sunday night. I was correct when I said the over, including the Chiefs covering, would hit early 3rd quarter. And that's exactly what happened. So tell me, sir, are you now a believer of the Chiefs this week?
Well, what they did was impressive against a very good Tampa Bay defense, and their EPA per play is off the charts. It's by far the best in the NFL, and I think this is a good spot. Even though the Bills are on deck and even though they're coming off a big showdown, a primetime win, they have an extra day to get ready for a division rival, the Raiders. And, Coach, you remember they destroyed the Raiders 89-23 in 2 combined meetings last season. Last 8 times they played the Raiders, averaging over 37 points. The Raiders, that was the win they needed to save their season, but that was a little bit fluky. When you pick up a fumble, Melvin Gordon coughs it up, gives them a touchdown. That's a huge swing right there. They still gave up 6.2 yards per play to a Denver offense that, as Zach mentioned, has been struggling. I'm seeing 7.5. So I'm seeing 7, -115, -120. I posted Chiefs -115. I think it will close higher. I do love KC to keep rolling and win by about 10. And then in baseball today, Zach Gallen, this guy's been incredible. 8-1, 183 ERA, last 16 starts. He's not going to win the Cy Young, and he knows that, but he does want to finish second, and he should finish second with the way he's pitched. In fact, 14 earned runs in his last 14 starts. He gets the Brewers today, and the Brewers, even though they won an extra innings last night, they got eliminated. So I'm not sure how into it they will be, but Zach Gallen will be plenty motivated. This is only minus 115. Faced the Brewers a month ago, 7 scoreless innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk. He's going to go all out for his last start of the season. I just love this guy, and I'm going to back him today at minus 115.
I mean, he's been the best pitcher in baseball. I mean, bottom line, the last, what, month and a half, 2 months? Best pitcher in baseball, and it's not close. Oh, what a good show today. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap, courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos. The maestro, he's on the Chiefs, -7. Don't let that number go up. You heard Patrick Mahomes. He said, we know who's coming to town this week. Then Diamondbacks today. Brewers, unmotivated. We love unmotivated teams here at the Early Edge. Then Zach Attack, 2 props for Thursday night. Michael Pittman will go over his receiving total of 66.5. Then Alec Pierce will go under 34.5. Then Katie, first pick ever on the Early Edge. Dolphins, -3. She is currently undefeated. Can she stay that way? Then Buckets. Buckets, 3 big plays today. As always, follow him on the Twitter, and you always get a couple more plays. They also over 1/2 a goal. That means if he scores 1, we cash. Barcelona, -115. Love this number for a team that is playing really good soccer. And then Napoli, a little draw, double chance, -145. Now, AB, show your face. Where is that big old fat smile that I love so very much? Oh, there he is.
Good morning. Good morning,
sir. What's up, big boy?
What's up, everybody? Hello, Katie. Hello. Fantastic show today.
Hello.
Great. Whoa. Thank you. I feel like you have a little extra bass in your voice right now saying good morning to Katie. Well, where's the bass coming from? Yeah, bassy. Super bassy.
Yeah.
All right. Are you awake this morning? Feel like maybe did you have a little rough night last night?
No, it was a long night. You know, watching the game, obviously betting on the game. Fixed a dryer last night too. So there you go.
Oh man, wow. Janitor's closet has a lot in it these days.
Yeah,
there's a lot in it these days. Yeah, we've got Katie. We've got M Squares on the penthouse, and unfortunately, AB is about 8-10 floors below that. So cool. It is what it is. Now, AB. Yes.
Well, Coach, I was going to say, you know, when there's no floor lower than you, the only way you can go is up.
True.
Oh,
glass is half full.
Yeah.
That's damn right. Right. Half full. All right. AB, I know that you dug deep in your slumber to find us 3 big plays that you love. What are they, sir?
I did, sir. And kids, who is ready to gamble tonight? We've got some fun. First, we're going to go with the Cleveland Guardians team total over 3.5 against the Kansas City Royals. Look, Guardians averaging 4.7 runs per game over their last 7, not to mention Kansas City throwing Daniel Lynch, who's 4-12 this season with a 4.96 ERA. The MLB season is coming to a close. We have cashed so much on the Guardians this year. We might as well grab a few ducats on our way out before the season is over. All right, next we're going to go with the Houston Astros team total over 3.5 as well. Look, a pretty attractive number here against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Astros averaging 5.3 runs per game over their last 7. Now, they are facing such a quality starter in Ranger Suarez. That being said, this is his first time ever to deal with the Houston Astros, and they're actually more dangerous when they're relaxed and really have nothing to play for. So we're going to ride them over 3.5. Lastly, our final play. Boy, I tell you what, if you want to gamble tonight, this is your game. Colorado Rockies at the Los Angeles Dodgers. All right, team total over 2.5. Now, look, we're going up against Julio Urias, who might be the best pitcher in the major leagues. However, look, if the Dodgers get up early, they're going to the bullpen to get him out of the game. Even if they don't, they're going to the bullpen early to get him out of the game. There's no reason for him to go long in this one. The Rockies actually won 2-1 last night in LA against the Dodgers. Look, this is a tough one. You might have to sweat the entire game, but I will give you a nugget here. Colorado, they've covered this number in 5 straight versus Julio Urias.
I love that thought process. There's no way Urias is going to go longer than 3 or 4 innings.
There's no reason. And I have an additional Chick-fil-A nugget, and then I will remove my face from the show here. Tom Brady playing against the Atlanta Falcons this weekend. He is 10-0, never lost, 28 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Just something to ponder there.
Something to ponder. Also, Robert in the chat says, I watched that Phil's postgame show after they clinched the playoff spot last night. Lots of starters won't play today. Playing the Astros. I think we just gave out a team total with the Astros. We do the work for you. However, if you're not a Sportsline member, what in the world are you doing? Use the promo code EARLY. I'll give you 30 days for free. Come check out all my cappers. You can check out all the analysis. Even Buckus has articles at Sportsline that are worth that. $0 for 30 days. What was that, Buckus? You're ruining my flow. Whatever that was. All right, now there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Katie Mox for the first time. AB on the ones and the twos. Maestro, Zach Attack, Buckets, the whole crew coming strong on a Tuesday. Don't forget Early Edge and 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Then our mega preview at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. You do not want to miss that with M Squared, with the Maestro, and with the Stoic One, R.J. White. All that right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.